famous trio has lost a member. Whether you knew him as Adam Yauch, Nathaniel Hornblower, or MCA, he brought a distinct sound to a genre-bending band. MCA was a founding member of the Beastie Boys, a band that helped make hip-hop mainstream. Now, before they rapped, the Beastie Boys were just punks. Then came Cookie Puss, a song on an album whose title you won't hear on this program, with lyrics that we shouldn't play either.
Yo, I said I'm calling you, babe.
But it sure got noticed. Rick Rubin is a producer who helped launch the Beastie Boys, and last year he told Weekend Edition he remembers the song as
a spoof on hip-hop. I don't think they were actually rapping on it. It was more just the phony phone call and the hip-hop beat. But it had a hip-hop sensibility about it.
And the band began to change course. Here's MCA on Charlie Rose in 2007.
I kind of remember a friend of mine saying, like, you guys should make a rap record. You know, because we were already making punk records. Right. We were a punk band. And I kind of thought, that's crazy.
But it stuck and it sold. The Beastie Boys had the first hip-hop album to go to the top of the charts. Besides rapping, MCA brought another distinct sound to the Beasties, the bass guitar. Adam MCA Yauch died yesterday of cancer. He was 47. Earlier this year, the Beastie Boys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the ceremony will be replayed on HBO tonight. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.